Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Never make much sense.
Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX, a few minutes past 3 p.m. So my little notebook here. If I were to die in a car accident tonight and they found this, they'd be like, well, he's a serial killer from somewhere.
Yeah,
we don't know where he's coming from or where he's going to.
Check that backyard.
He's killed a lot of nurses. Like, here's what my, if you just read my notebook is a notebook, half a cow, old women falling off docks, gorilla would be confused, Hostess versus McDonald's, mantis versus snake.
Mantis?
Yeah. When I was a little kid, I was at my grandma and grandpa's house in the country, and the back door was inaccessible for some reason, and going up the front porch, there's a praying mantis that was sitting on one of the handrails.
All right.
And it scared me so bad, I was out there for like 3 months because I couldn't figure out how to get in the house. And that praying mantis was just so like...
Okay, so you didn't go past him is the whole point.
I wouldn't go past him.
I got you.
He was doing this.
Yeah, he's like scheming.
And so I've always felt like such a wuss for that. And then I saw a video today on TikTok where a praying mantis took down and killed a snake.
Whoa.
A little snake?
They can lift like a pretty, like a 2 foot long.
Okay, like a garter
green
snake.
Garter snake.
Yeah.
But a praying mantis is like a Q-tip.
Yeah.
But they can lift like 1,500 times their body weight or something.
Man.
So yeah, I made the right choice.
I think so. He might have took you out.
Yeah, he might have.
Ooh, you know what always freaked me out were the walking sticks.
That's an even lower version of the praying mantis. Like, it's a scarier version.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Because then you get it into your head, like, what if that giant branch over there is a giant walking stick?
But they don't bite, right?
I don't know what they do. I'm not getting close enough to find out. I hate those
things. I don't
think
mantises bite people, too, either, do they?
I don't know. They sure got a bitey look to them.
I mean, they do have a bitey look with those big eyes and pointy mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the one? Aren't they the ones where the lady kills the guy?
It's a couple
after
of those.
They mate?
Most of the
bug world.
Yeah, it's funny. I just saw that today. That bees, the men die after having sex.
Huh.
But I think they die from it. I don't think they like bite their heads
off. So they're
not
right. They're not. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The men are like, well, I got what I wanted.
Yeah.
Man, bees got a raw deal too because they die from stinging you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and their whole lives are just serving the queen.
Defend yourself by dying.
Yeah. Just.
Of course, they're not defending themselves. That's the whole point.
Getting nectar, taking it back to the queen.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting laid, dead.
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 Bye.
If you're going to be a bug, what would you be?
Butterfly.
Of course.
It's the best bug. It's the
boys are thinking like Black Widow.
Yeah, what would I be? Something fear-inspiring.
A butterfly.
I don't know, a flying one would have to be good.
I was just
going
to say, I think I'd have to take a flying one because that just sounds like too much fun.
It'd be a hornet.
Hmm.
Nobody messes with you.
Yeah, dragonfly would be cool.
Oh, yeah, they're good. One of those really big hornets from You know, like, what are they? I forget what they're like the size of like a tarantula, but they're a hornet.
Oh, they're a tarantula hawk.
Yeah. I'd like to be one of those.
Yeah.
Nobody mess with you, man. Just leave me alone.
I saw a TikTok the other day of these guys. They had a clear plastic tube, and like one of them held it up to their mouth, the other one held it up to their mouth, and there's a tarantula in the middle, and you like blow to get the tarantula to go away from you, so it's going back and forth, and I guess whoever
the
tarantula bites
I've ever heard.
It sounds terrible.
That's awful.
It was pretty brutal.
It's also probably pretty awful for the tarantula.
Oh, yeah. The tarantula's like, can I please just live
my
life?
Could you just leave me alone? Yeah, set me free, please.
Tarantula's like, awful lot of carbon dioxide in this tube, just saying.
My brother was kind of a wheeler. Like, he knew stuff, and he let you know he knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Except how to pronounce the dong. And and he lived in Tucson, and his apartment building backed up to the desert, and we would go walking it in the evening time, and you know how if you just kind of unfocus your eyes, you can see things moving?
Yeah.
You could just see tarantulas. Running from tarantula hole to tarantula hole.
It's like moving around on your peripheral?
Yeah. And I made the mistake of going like, that's creepy, and he's like, well, I don't know what's so creepy about it, because...
Yeah, they're pretty tame, aren't they?
I think so.
Like, they're pretty passive, I should say, tame.
I mean, people get
them as
pets.
They'll bite you if you piss them off, but...
Yeah, they got big old fangs.
You know what I saw on TikTok yesterday was a guy who has multiple octopi as, like, pets. He has, like, big aquariums in his house. They're so smart.
Oh, yeah.
And they want... Like, I didn't realize that. Like, he was explaining. He's like, I feed them food in the jar, and I close the jar lid because they like the challenge of getting it open, and they figure out how to get it open, and then they eat the clams that are in there. He said, but the one...
I have a cousin like that.
Yeah, it's like the one, she wouldn't eat because she didn't want to eat. She wanted him to play. And they like to play. And apparently, like, you put your hand over there, and then they grab you, and you play around in the water, and they splash water at you.
And if they grab you, even a small one,
it's
really hard to get them off
their
hand.
They have to let go of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yikes. But he was explaining how this one in particular, I forget what her name was, but she will not eat until she plays first. So she'll, like, sit there at the top, the thing's open at the top, and just, like, shoot little water out at him to get him to play.
Wow.
They're so smart.
It's adorable and creepy at the same time.
See, that's the kind of thing, if I had the money, I would have done in Dave's constant life pursuit to be cool and novel. I would have bought an octopus.
Yeah.
Now I'm almost scared,
like,
of it.
The more I learn about him, though, it's
I wouldn't even have fed it. I'd just been like,
The more I learn about him, though, like, the more it feels like, I don't know if I'd want to keep one.
No.
Like, they're too smart.
You just want to get one. You don't want to keep it.
Yeah. There's like, I knew they were smart, right? I knew they figured out problems and all that. Of course, they're aliens.
They have brains and all their appendages.
Right. Wasn't there a science thing, scientist who said that there's a legitimate argument that they're aliens?
Yeah.
That was like not a fake thing, right?
No, that's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of scientists, I saw a tweet from Neil deGrasse Tyson earlier today, and I kind of didn't know what he was talking about, but that didn't matter because I ended up looking at his profile picture. His profile picture is him in a sleeveless shirt taking a mirror selfie.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Andrew. I'm like, this profile picture has me weak because it's like, you're Neil deGrasse Tyson. You're on Twitter, on X.
He's got all sorts of things
going
on. Get
out of here.
Yeah, go look at it. Go look at his profile picture. It's like a thirst trap.
He thinks he's, well, I guess I shouldn't say the word that I used earlier because I don't know if I can actually say that on the radio.
What the heck?
I know. I was like,
so you
what
think
is
he's
going
one of the
on?
Hostess characters?
Yeah, let's say that. He thinks he's a hostess character. He's an awful happy.
He did a video with Joe Rogan. I guess he was on Rogan's podcast, and he was doing something. I forget exactly what, but it was like, I couldn't fight Joe or something along those lines, but because in his line of fighting, but he was apparently a wrestler in college or in high school or something like that. Neil deGrasse Tyson was. So if it was like my display, I don't know what he was doing, but it was kind of like he was flexing. Like, I'm not actually just a smart guy. Like, I'm also a badass.
Yeah, the tweet was him holding a bunch of red hats.
They
all looked like MAGA hats. And one of them actually is a MAGA hat. And I didn't get the point of the tweet. I didn't get if he was saying he was MAGA or not. I mean, I really don't care.
The picture made absolutely no sense.
So one hat says, make America great again. One says, make America smart again. One says, make lying wrong again. Relax, it's just a red hat, is what the fourth one says.
And then there's an actual MAGA hat, right?
There is one, yeah. There's all one of each
it's
of
like,
those.
So I just didn't get what the message was supposed to be. Maybe I'm just dense. But as I was trying to figure it out, I noticed his profile picture, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what is going on?
Yeah.
It's just kind of funny.
One of the comments right underneath it was, it's so cool when grown people post like teenagers. That is a really weird profile pic.
It was just so random that that's weird. What he's leading
And he's
with.
Making a face like,
You like what you see, ladies? Yeah.
That's what his face looks like. He's got
Reports are that he is that kind of guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He had a bunch of trouble.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, some Me Too stuff.
Oh, did not know
but
that.
It was pretty tame. It was like, he was just creepy.
Yeah, he's just a creepy nerd.
Yeah. Well, we
nerds have a tendency.
Yeah, took him down pretty good.
Well, like nerd guys like him, they have a tendency. They get rich, they get famous, they get money, and then they don't know how to act around women.
Like Elon.
Yeah, kind of.
Elon's down $113 billion.
And he will never even notice it. True. Because he has how many more?
How does your lifestyle change?
How many more does he have?
Probably another 100.
I would probably notice it if it were me, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, you'd notice it on paper, but it wouldn't change anything about your day-to-day.
Rach, what is the potty training debate?
Oh, I saw this story of this woman picked up her son from first grade. Everybody's 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
my arch enemies.
Her son was like, hey, can my friend come over for a play date? And she was like, well, I don't really know him. But his mom was there. And the mom was like, I'll come pick him up at 7. You guys have a great time. Little boy gets over to the house. Everything's going fine until he has to go to the bathroom. And he has to go number 2.
Ooh.
And he reveals, like, I don't know how to wipe. You have to wipe for me.
That happened to me at a Super Bowl party.
So he's 6 years old, and the mom's like, you're putting me in a really uncomfortable position. I just feel like if you're coming over for play dates and we're past the accepted potty training stage and you're not able to go potty or poo-poo, you should warn me of that in advance because suddenly I'm wiping the butt of a kid I don't even know.
Yeah,
how is that my job? What's that?
I was this kid. When I was like 5.
Yeah.
I have a memory of this. I was this kid.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I guess I hadn't graduated from the training yet.
So you were out of diapers.
I was out of diapers.
So you could use the toilet, you just couldn't wipe.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember goes through that phase.
I remember being at like a friend's house that I'm not friends with anymore, probably, you know. Could be any reasons for that.
Yeah, sure. The myriad.
But I definitely remember being on the toilet and like calling his mom in and having an uncomfortable conversation.
That would
I'm like, look, we got a situation. I didn't really think about this beforehand, but we're in a bit of a situation.
That would have never happened to me because my dad would have had the most psychologically damaging conversation with me as I sat on the toilet. Like, it would have been straight up shame. I didn't fight in World War II so that you could leave poop on your butt.
You know, it's funny. You said that the 6-year old, I thought that seems old, but then I just looked it up and it's not uncommon, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? The mom, to her credit, she took it like a champ. I remember her, she had a cigarette and a phone in one hand. She was like talking to somebody on the phone, just like a normal conversation.
Hold on, I gotta wipe this kid's butt.
And then she was wiping with the other. And I remember thinking, I remember it vividly because I remember her being like, I wish you'd use 2 hands for this. Like, I don't know if you need it, but like, you know.
Hey, you didn't even know how to wipe. Don't tell her how to
That's
wipe.
That's the thing. I was like, I feel like this probably
can't be choosers at that
I feel
point.
Like this probably needs your full attention. Can you stop talking on the phone for 30 seconds?
Excuse me, one hand, but
Well, I saw another mom weigh in on this, and she was like, I ran into the same situation. Luckily, my kid just helped him wipe. And I'm like,
damn.
Now the babies are wiping each other's butts.
Yeah, I didn't call the friend in there like, hey, man, help a brother out.
That's fascinating. I would have never.
Do me a solid.
Were you worried about it, knowing you were a non-wiper?
I don't recall. I mean, this was 30 years ago, so I don't have a strong memory of that. I just have a strong memory. Like, when she brought that up, I was like, oh, yeah, I've been there. I've been there.
So according to this research, it said many 4-year-olds are capable of this. Most 5-year-olds can, but sometimes it takes till they're 6 or 7. So it's not, I thought that sounded crazy to me, but it's not. Like, 6 seemed like, I'm like, that seems really old because you're in school and stuff. Apparently it's not.
And like, no judgment to the kid. You're
a
child.
It's a kid.
You're learning how to wipe.
Don't judge the kid.
You need to warn the other
person. Yeah, the
person,
mom should have been like, by the way, he can't wipe.
Let's just all admit that wiping is a weird thing. You know, just if out of nowhere someone goes, you know that nasty stuff that comes out of your back end Well, I need you to take this wad of paper and just rub it until it's gone. That's a weird thought.
This is what I was saying to that mom. I was like, look, we can all agree this is crazy, right? We're all in a crazy situation here.
I love that she was smoking and talking on the phone.
Smoking and talking on the phone. And I was like, can I have a little more attention?
Like,
little
dignity.
Yeah, none of us want to be doing this. I'm not any happier about this than you are. But or like you said, can we have a little dignity?
Can you speed this up, please?
She had to move your hair out of the way.
Easy.
Okay, relax. We all know what I'm saying.
Now I have a whole different picture in my mind.
Yeah. Oh, I had to put it up in a messy bun so she could wipe my
butt. It's like a horse tail.
Yeah. Andrew's got a hair clip.
Hang on, let me get my scrunchie.
Actually, make it two. One big one,
oh
one
my
little
gosh.
One.
Bryant. I don't know if I can read Bryant's comment, but it's so.
She burnt Andrew's ass with a cigarette.
Ash
falling
on me.
Folks. We're having a good time.
That's the most 80s thing, like 90s things I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's good. That's a
Mom
70s
with a
move.
Cigarette.
Would have been about 95.
That's a 70s move, except it would have been like it would have a corded phone. Corded yeah. phone.
I do think that was a major motivator for me to figure it out myself.
That'll do it.
So yeah. I think I was like, this.
Or
cannot
not
happening.
To, depending on your proclivity.
Yeah, I got lucky. I took the left path instead of the right fork.
I'm never learning this skill.
I was like, this cannot happen again.
You're like, oh, excuse me. Miss Smoking Mom. Wet clean up on aisle two.
Oh my God.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
There is that whole run there where, like, people, when they're smoking, they weren't going to put that thing down for anything, were they?
No.
Nope. Or talking on the handheld.
You might need it for that, though. You might need it. I don't even smoke, and I might need a cigarette to wipe his butt.
And she wasn't talking about it on the phone, which, like, I remember being, again, that's, like, the thing that I remember most.
She
I remember
cool.
the talking on the phone. She was totally chill. Like, she wasn't happy about doing it. She wasn't, yeah. like, she was like.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, she was like, are you serious? And I was like, dead serious.
You just give her the look like.
I am serious as a heart attack, madam. I got a problem and only one person knows how to fix it.
It's the mom with the cig.
Yeah. Like, it's your problem now. You decide how you want to address
this. What if
you're
this? The mom in the cig and you just decide nope?
Yeah. It's a move.
She could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could have.
That would cause some. I think some, man, I got to say the right words.
Diaper.
Backlash from the other mom, you know, getting home and you're like, what's
no,
going on?
I don't think
my
mom
been okay with you coming home with a poopy butt.
She wouldn't have been okay with it, but I don't know if she would have necessarily put the fault on the mom whose name I unfortunately just remembered and almost said out loud.
You're unlocking. I feel like a therapist now. This is the kind of thing that if you're a psychiatrist and this comes out, you're like, I've cracked this nut. It all goes back to that one day. Welcome back. We apologize. What a show.
Man. What are you apologizing for?
Just all the...
Just being awesome?
Andrew's butt talk.
It's not current.
Yeah, it's totally fine. These are things young parents are dealing with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What if it was current?
Now that would be something.
What if it happened in a Magic the Gathering contest?
Could be. I have to call the judge in.
You're tardy, player.
Look, I'm going to level with you.
I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. But look, the situation's the situation.
All the time to make a mess. Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX 334. Dave Murray joins us.
Hi, guys.
Dave, were you listening to those last couple segments?
I missed it. I feel like I've really missed something.
You did. History. Well, you missed history.
In a good way, yes, you did.
Good that he missed it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I don't want that impression in my head. Do you want that in your head? Andrew's
he was
butt
a
getting wiped
kid
with hair down to his tailbone?
That was a detail I added.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He was. That was his age.
Yeah. Was it? That was the age of five? All right.
Yeah. That's when he got...
I'm going through that. I've got a five-year-old grandson, and when they're visiting, he'll be in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it will be, Grandpa, Grandpa Dave, need a little help.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Need a little help.
Yeah.
That's great.
Help a brother out.
Yeah.
Dave, where do you come down on the can 100 men defeat a silverback gorilla?
No. I think the gorilla wins.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking weapons.
No,
or anything.
No. It's hand-to-hand combat.
Like, yeah.
Like a cage match.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, hand-to-hand. I think the gorilla wins. Yeah.
So, yeah. Wheels was just commenting on the severity of those storms that came through earlier. Not
yep.
Anything to laugh about.
No. We had a batch this morning. Then the atmosphere calmed down a little bit. Another batch mainly to our south. Now, we had some storms come through St. Louis. The strongest storm was down around Potosi. There was at this point, it's still unconfirmed tornado, but it looks like at least a little tornado came through. The elementary school is fine, did not get damaged, but there was some damage down there. Tornado warning went up on that. The storm kind of lost some punch. That line of storms is now approaching the Indiana border, really. I mean, that's how fast the stuff is moving. Our threat for severe weather is gone. Still going to see some showers from time to time, maybe a spot thunderstorm here and there, but I'm not expecting anything severe this evening or overnight. Very unsettled again on Wednesday. Periods of showers, not raining all the time, be a couple of thunderstorms, but nothing widespread as far as severe weather is concerned. 75. Still unsettled Wednesday night. Still unsettled Thursday. Mainly showers on Thursday. Thursday night, still unsettled. It's all gone, though, for Friday. Partly to mostly sunny. Slightly cooler. 69 degrees. Weekend looks great. Sunny skies and temperatures low to mid-70s. For the most part, our front is stuck. It's through, but it's stuck. And it's just kind of waving around. And every time we get a little wave on that front, we get a batch of showers and some thunderstorms. And my people have talked to your people. It basically means Rachel and I have talked. Summer forecast, May 22nd. It's a Thursday, June, July, and August.
It's the only forecast of the year I dread. All the others are fun. Yeah.
Okay.
I hate summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's baseball, Dave.
It's just full of threat.
I mean, not wrong.
It's an angry season.
You get pitted out so easy.
Yeah, so easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
In moments.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. The U.S. House of Representatives just passed the Take It Down Act. This is aimed at protecting Americans from deepfake and revenge pornography. This boosts protections for victims of non-consensual sharing of sexual images, including deepfake porn, and it'll go to President Donald Trump for a signature. His wife, First Lady Melania Trump, has supported the legislation and plans to be present when her husband signs it into law. Kind of crazy that this doesn't already exist.
Yeah. Maybe we just shouldn't be sharing anything like that.
I agree, Dave. Couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are people that are creating them.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the bigger story. And I would argue that should be as much of a punishment as if you actually stole something from someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Especially
because you are stealing something.
Yeah.
And you hear about it happening in high schools and middle schools. That should not be happening, period.
No.
That is child pornography. I don't care if you're a child, the one making it, like, it's not okay. And the punishment needs to be severe to try to nip this in the bud. Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers claim he might not have been mentally capable of his crimes due to all of his drug use. He's facing charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and fraud. And he's locked up without bail currently. His trial is set to begin on May 5th. Prosecutors have filed a motion disputing any testimony suggesting that Combs lacked the mental capacity to break the law, saying a psychiatrist has testimony to the contrary. Combs' legal team has also argued that the U.S. law is racist and that he is being singled out in a case of selective prosecution.
What a defense. I was wasted. That's why I raped all those people.
Wow.
I mean, something.
An autopsy confirms that Gene Hackman did die from heart disease with additional complication from advanced Alzheimer's and prolonged fasting. The 95-year-old actor had a history of heart issues, including congestive heart failure and an irregular heartbeat, and he had received a pacemaker in 2019. His wife, Betsy, likely died from hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, and Hackman appeared to have outlived her by about a week, possibly unaware of her passing.
Sad.
It is really sad, because at first it was like this big mystery, and now you're just like, oh, man, that was just awful.
Yeah, very sad. Amazon is launching a Starlink rival called Project Kuiper Internet Satellite, signaling its official arrival in the fast-expanding race to blanket the globe with broadband from space. It launched its first batch of Internet satellites into orbit Monday, and they were carried by the United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket. The launch marks Amazon's entry into the satellite internet market, currently dominated by SpaceX and its more than 7,000 Starlink satellites.
Did you guys see the 6-hour battle between Bezos and Trump? That Bezos was going to start listing the tariff amount in everything you buy from Amazon. Uh-huh. You're buying a $10 item, you're paying an extra 90 cents because of the tariffs.
Right.
And Trump went ape crap crazy, and so he backed down, as they all do, and said he wasn't going to do it.
Is that, I mean, I'm not trying to decide, I'm literally asking a question, like, is that normal?
To do that?
Where a president would tell a guy that runs a business, don't do that with your business? I mean, maybe it is.
Shouldn't be. Yeah. I don't think. I don't care what the president's last name is.
But also, if you're Bezos, why would you listen to anybody?
Right.
You can do what you want.
Do whatever you want to do. That's what I don't understand. Maybe I just don't play at those levels.
Yeah.
But I don't understand.
That's a good point.
If I were a 100 billionaire, you couldn't tell me anything.
Yeah. I mean, like, because what happens otherwise? Is he mad that the fee is there, or just that you're saying this is what the fee is?
Just that you're showing it.
So if you just add it onto the price of things, because this is the thing, like, not everything is sold directly by Amazon.
Right.
They're a facilitator for a lot of things. So you can't expect individual sellers to just like, well, I'm going to eat the cost. Because most of them are operating on pretty small margins, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, and people getting charged an extra fee are going to want to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the point brought up, too. Like, wouldn't this encourage people to buy American? Because you'd be able to see, like, okay, that has a tariff on it because it's coming from somewhere else.
Well,
and isn't that what the Trump administration wants?
If you're doing it, but you're afraid of people seeing it, what does that say about what you're doing?
Yeah.
If you're so proud of tariffs and it's going to turn everything around, but you don't want anyone showing the effect it has on consumers, doesn't that just sort of a fortiori show that you're at minimum uncomfortable with what it's doing to consumers? Just own it.
Or at least with how consumers perceive it.
Yeah, just own it. Yeah. It's going to cost you an extra 90 cents on that.
One more story for you guys. The founder of LeapFrog, you guys remember that, Mike Wood, has passed away by physician-assisted suicide following his Alzheimer's diagnosis.
Wow. I didn't realize that part. I heard that he had passed.
So he died surrounded by family in Switzerland, where physician-assisted suicide is legal. I remember when LeapFrog came out, it was a big deal that kids could get their hands on this kind of technology, and it was helping them learn. And he made that decision for himself when he got his Alzheimer's diagnosis, just decided he wanted to take control in that situation.
Hmm. Is there anywhere, do they do that in Oregon?
I don't think so.
I think even in California, I think there are some ways to do that. And I think maybe Washington State. I think there's more states than we realize that at least try to make it a little easier for you.
Yeah.
Maybe not simple, but easier to at least explore it.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Okay.
That could have gone on for hours. I was just waiting for the next item.
Yes, yeah.
Tell you guys about... Every day when you turn away from your world. 349 DGS. We have the think tank coming up. Amy Markscores is going to be on today. Be nice to see her since we don't see her in the crossover hour anymore. Kev, can you talk about this very weird, sad case of Jaren Duran?
Yeah, so I had this on the sheet because I've always talked a lot about fan behavior at sporting events.
Yeah.
Because there are things that cross a line, and there are things that are not, they may be jerky, but they're not really crossing a line. And I wanted to run this one by you guys because when Boston was in Cleveland recently, Jaren Duran kind of got into it with a fan who yelled something at him, and I don't know the exact words used, but the Red Sox broadcaster, Will Middlebrooks, who's a former player, related that it was something along the lines of, to Duran, he should have killed himself when he had the chance. Duran recently, this within the last few weeks,
yeah,
the story that he told came out that he had once tried to kill himself. And it was his story about how he got through that and how he's gotten to where he is now. And this was in the not too distant past, but still within relatively recent history that he outlined the story. And I would say but maybe 2-3 weeks ago is when the story hit and became a big thing. And it was obviously a great discussion because here's a guy that was at the lowest of the lows, right? He was at a terrible place. And then now here he is in a spot where he's recovered and he's talking about that path and how important it is for people to understand how many people go through that kind of thing. And then you have a fan who crosses that line. And I think there's always this debate about what a fan has the freedom to say or do, right? Like, I'm big on this. You don't go on the field. If you go on the field, you should go to jail. That's their workplace. You don't storm into someone's workplace and run around. You're going to get arrested if you do that at a law firm. You should get arrested and put in jail when you do that at a baseball game. You don't throw things. You should be arrested for that. And I do think there are things that you can say that should also mean that you won't go to jail for it, but you can't come back. And to me, this would be you cannot come to a Major League Baseball game anymore.
It doesn't get much worse.
No, that's like bringing in family, bringing in religion, bringing in race, bringing in mental health. I think those are lines that if you're a fan and you cross that line, every team and every sport should tell you you cannot come back to our stadium. The
totally
end.
Agree.
You cannot come back. I don't know if it's permanent. I don't know if it's permanent and you can appeal the decision in a year, whatever it is. You cannot come back, and anytime you're seen here, you will be escorted out. Because that's a line that can't be crossed. There's nothing that you want to be mean to the player and tell them that they suck or that they're terrible or, you know, get into their weaknesses as a player or whatever. You want to call them names that are just normal, like you're an idiot, whatever. You do that. You can be annoying to the people around you. And if you're super annoying to the people around you, you should go too because you're ruining their enjoyment. So there's always... I don't even know how you can define a hard line, but there's always that line that somebody crosses, right, Dave? Between being goofy and just playing around with the opponent, even if it's a little mean, versus disrupting everybody else's experience of the game.
You will believe me when I say this, because I'm not a big S talker and I'm not a big tough guy. But had I been in the stands near that guy, I would have laid hands on him.
Yeah.
Given my past and my brother and everything.
Well, you could tell Duran wanted to. Like, he was. Did you see the video?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing that he didn't. I mean, Jaren's a really big, strong guy, and he would have done a lot of damage. But, like, how bad of a person do you have to be to go there?
The worst.
Yeah, what are you doing behind closed doors if that's what you're saying to people in public? You know, like, that is creepy and wrong and very messed up.
And again, I don't want to hear from anybody like, ooh, freedom of speech. Yeah, that just means the government can't prosecute him for it.
Right.
That doesn't mean that the Cleveland Guardians or the Boston Red Sox or the Cardinals or whoever can't say you are not welcome at our business.
I'll get this wrong, but basically, when you go to a ball game, you are purchasing a license, a lease, that I am leasing this seat for this ball game. And it comes with rules, just like leasing an apartment. And if you trash the apartment and we catch you, we're going to end the lease and kick you out. And if you violate any of these rules, which telling a player you should have killed yourself when you had the chance is violating one of those rules, then you lose your license and you lose your lease and you get kicked out. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. And that one is so blatantly obvious, right?
Yeah.
Like that one is a step beyond what anybody I think would accept. But I mean, I hear things that are about family members, about wives, about, you know, somebody's heritage, whatever. Those things I think are widely, you know, frowned upon as well. But I would like the leagues and the teams to make sure. In this case, they did take action. Like, you know, they identified the person and all that. But you have to be strict on that because there's nothing else anybody can do, right? And you can't fight the guy. So the only thing you can do is say you don't get to come here anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.